until 6, The Weekender with Todd Johnston.
Morris Mussolowski joins us now on the radio. Hello, mate.
How are you?
I'm very good indeed. How was Christmas?
It was very, very good.
Did you eat too much?
Of course.
Who did the washing up?
It wouldn't be Christmas, the dishwasher. But it was stacked by all of us.
Yeah.
That's my excuse. I'll stick to it.
At Christmas, when you have, you know, reams of people sitting around the table, you can't put everything in the dishwasher.
I'm a male. Everything goes in.
Even the stuff that's not supposed to. How much trouble have you been in for putting the wrong stuff in the dishwasher?
Well, the guy that's come out to service a few times loves me.
Well, look, mate, on the positive, at least you're employing Australia.
Well, this is true. I am trying to do my bit to stimulate the economy.
And speaking of which, are we going to stimulate the economy in 2010? What's coming up in your... Well, so you're a business futurist.
I am.
You have that crystal ball. And you're not Morris, your eye on the future.com, which was the longest web address in the world. What is it now?
It's just businessfuturist.com.
You haven't got your name Morris in there.
I can give you a Morris one if you want. It's morrislive.com. But look, we just get too confusing.
They reckon that some people have up to 8 email addresses.
Is that all?
How many have you got?
I would literally, I think, have 15, 20 or so.
Is it because you're sending bogus emails to people, or are you trying to win too many competitions?
No, I haven't got any in Nigeria yet.
It's a matter of time.
No, I've got the personal ones and ones for every different kind of business, and, you know.
How do you follow them?
They all actually only come into one central place, so it's not a problem for me.
Oh, gee whiz. How silly is that, eh? Crazy. Let's move on, shall we? Because I'm laughing too much.
And you're back to 2010.
Well, you're supposed to be the serious one, for goodness sakes. What do you expect for the year to come?
Look, I think 2010 overall will be good. I've got some concerns about our economy, not great ones, but some. You know, to put a dampener on things, we're definitely going to see some interest rate rises.
Yep.
And I think we'll get up at least 1.5%, but I think we'll get close to 2% by the end of the year.
Right, nice talking to you, Morris. Goodbye.
Yeah, that's what I say too.
Gee, that's tough.
I'd love to be wrong. I mean, I'm hoping I am, but I don't think that... I kind of think it will be up, definitely around 1.5%, getting up to 2%. We also are going to have an interesting year. I think there's going to be potholes along the way.
What does that mean?
It means that there's going to be some bumps. I don't think it's going to be terribly bad, but there will definitely be some economic bumps. For the first year in a couple of years, we won't have had any stimulus packages, so there won't be any extra money flowing around.
I can't afford any bumps.
Yeah, well, I think we need to put away some. I definitely do. So it's not going to be bad, but it's definitely not going to be absolutely smooth sailing.
Great.
Now, having said that, my own record's not bad, because I said that we'd come out of this year's about halfway through the year, and I think we did.
Yeah.
So, you know, just look out for that. Let's not get too pessimistic, but let's look out for it.
Okay.
The other thing that's going to happen around, which is doesn't need a crystal ball, is that we have a number of elections happening around Australia, mostly on the east coast. We're going to have one in Victoria, one in South Australia, one in Tassie, and I'd say most probably one even federal towards the end of next year. And that always makes the economy just a bit jitterish till they figure out who's in charge and what they're going to do.
What about the technological world, my friend?
Oh, technology. Now we're talking. Technology is going to have a really interesting year, and we saw that this year very much, that lots of new devices are coming out and they're getting smaller and faster. But we're going to see things in Australia like e-books. I think we've talked about them before overseas, but they've just started to hit Australia.
Now, didn't Google get sued or something over an electronic book or something?
No, they're getting sued over electronic... What Google has done over the last few years is to digitize lots of books, like I think 10 million or something, some extraordinary number of books in libraries around the world.
Yeah.
And they're having problems with some people who claim to have the rights of those books.
Oh.
Who are saying, look, we put a lot of time and effort into these, we don't really want you giving it away for nothing.
Okay, right. Well, and that's different to what we're talking about.
It is.
Right,
that issue has kind of resolved itself somewhat. And
financially.
Google's made people happy about that. Anyway, so I think that issue will go to bed by itself. Yeah. But coming out of what you've just said, expect to see a whole lot more information on Google when next year. So we will see all those books come online. We'll see Twitter, Facebook, and all of those things online as well. So when we do our searches, we will literally be inundated with a whole lot of new information. very quickly.
Google is an enormous company.
And getting bigger.
Yeah, but is that a good thing?
I don't know. It's
almost like the Microsoft, it's almost a monopoly situation.
It is in lots of ways because Google's become a verb. You know, it's what we talk about when we're looking for information. And Google is doing everything it can to be everywhere where we might look for information.
Google, I mean, Google's even, I think it was you that mentioned to me that 70% of the phones on the world, in the world being purchased at the moment are the iPhones.
Don't know if it's 70%.
But it's enormous.
It is enormous, but iPhone's not Google. Google's bringing out its own phone next year because we're talking about Google. So Google has brought out its own language on phones, and that's been good this year. That's the Android, and that's taken up, you know, there are quite a few manufacturers that are using Android now. But Google has said we want to go one better, and we actually want to put out hardware. So we want to own the phone itself and sell it to you.
Want to own the world?
Well, yeah, and they might, because he who owns information might own the world.
I don't know if it's a good thing having one company own the world.
I'm not sure it is either. It's one of those wonderful coffee conversations, because I think it's unfortunate, but it often is the sum total of information is what you can find on a Google search.
Yeah, that's true.
And many people don't look beyond that now, and I think that's a great pity.
Yeah.
So I definitely wouldn't say it was the greatest thing. But having said that, we do get access to a lot of information that we could never have known about before.
What sort of information will we be available to gather over the next 12 months?
So going back to our Kindle readers, now we're going to see a lot of these e-readers come on. Kindle has been around in the States for a couple of years. It hit Australia in August with a big yawn. No one seemed to, well, not any great number of people seem to have taken it on board. But Barnes & Noble's put out its own, Sony's put out its own. There are about seven that I can track into Australia.
Wow.
So somebody thinks this is a great thing. I must say I don't, but expect to see a bit more of them.
I mean, it's been welcome with a yawn.
Yeah, it really has. We haven't heard much about it. When it hit the States 2.5 years ago, they were literally on back order. There was 300,000 machines made, first off, and they all sold literally within the proverbial minute, and there was about a 2-month wait list on them after that.
Wow.
And they've sold consistently well in the States. In Australia, they just, as I said, it's been a yawn.
Yeah.
I don't think most people know they're around.
There's something, too, that I heard the other day, Foursquare. Now, that's not a shopping centre, is it?
No, Foursquare is this new social game. It's online. It's played mostly via telephone, and it, I think, is next year's Twitter. You know, it'll just take off and be the thing. Now, it only started in America in March, so it's only been around for a very short period of time. And in Australia, it's been around for less than a month. What it is so you download this app, this application, onto your iPhone or onto your Android phone, and you log in wherever you go. So if you're going out for coffee or if you're meeting friends or whatever, you use your geo-positioning, which is your phone knowing where you are. You tell people where you are, and that's broadcast to all the people in your network. I know it sounds strange, but it's kind of like those games we used to play when we looked for each other.
Sure.
And you
Where's Wally?
Yeah, where's Wally? Yeah, where's Wally?
What happens if you don't want anyone to know where Wally is?
Then don't tell them. Quite simply, don't play the game. Or you can play the game and you can play it in silent mode, which means you can tell people you're out and about but not tell them where you are.
Oh, that's okay then.
Well, it kind of seems strange, but yeah, you can do that.
No, but there are many people that like to lock the front door and this is my castle. I'm home or I'm going out to meet friends. I don't want to be tapped on the shoulder. There's a lot of people like that.
And they should maintain that. You know, this is never an either-or, meaning that if you don't want to participate, you can. You don't have to, and the world will not change. The world's still a wonderful place without all these gadgets and gizmos.
Mm.
It's just another layer of fun or exploration if you want it, and if you don't, you know, nothing wrong with that either.
Morris, speaking of fun and exploration, I love chin-wagging with you. I think it's great. I think it's great that you've also been invited to come back to 6PA.